Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Stephanie Phillips joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Or should I say namaste?
Namaste indeed.
So you may remember not that long ago, we talked to my friend JD. He's the pastor at our church, and he had completed 1,000 days of playing catch in a row.
Oh,
and we thought that was pretty incredible. But 1,000 days of playing catch is nothing compared to your 1,000 days. Tell everybody what you have done 1,000 days in a row.
So I have done yoga. I downloaded an app and I just do it on my phone. I learned all the poses. I had never done yoga before. I actually started back during the pandemic when there was nothing to do and taught myself yoga. And I did it. My first run was like 460 days in a row. And then I got sick. I got a kidney stone and took me 10 months to get back into it. But once I made up my mind, I'm going to do it. And I started on October 1st, 2022 and haven't missed a day.
What is it that yoga does for you that keeps you coming back every day?
It relaxes me. It's the first thing I do when I get up in the morning. It stretches me out and gets me going for the morning. And I can start my day and it grounds me and gets me, you know, in a good mind to tackle the day.
How much more flexible are you on day 1,000 than day one?
Oh, much more. When I started out with tree pose, I could barely stand up with my foot on my ankle. And now I can have it all the way up to my inner thigh and have no problem standing.
I was literally going to ask you just sit around in tree pose all day because you can.
It is my favorite. I would just, sometimes I'll just stop and just stand, and it's just like, it's so relaxing.
Oh my God.
I had to do a bit back in the day called Yoga Dan, where I was doing yoga poses so they could win tickets to do yoga on the field at Fenway Park. And my entire body cracked like it had never cracked before, just from the basic poses.
What would you say to somebody trying yoga for the first time?
It's just try it. I mean, I'm in my late 50s and I didn't think I could. And that's when you find out that you can.
And this is something you did by yourself with an app on the phone.
With an app on the phone. I have never taken a class. I just literally learned. The app I have, they actually have videos that show you exactly how to do all the poses. And I just watched it and learned it.
Well, that is an incredible thing you've done. Quite a milestone. 1,000 days of anything.
Thank you.
I think. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's pretty impressive.
It really is. I didn't even realize it until I looked down on the phone, and it keeps track of the number of days. And I looked down and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm at 900 days. So I'm like, well, I can make it to 1,000.
Do you feel like you've had any mental or spiritual progression through this 1,000-day journey? Because I know yoga is very spiritual as well.
It really is. I do it in my bedroom and I'm looking out the window and I see the trees, and it really does just help me get more in touch with myself and with just being at peace and realizing that life is too short and enjoy every minute of it.
Do you think she's listening to our show, Dan, to help her with the Zen as it's happening every morning?
No, definitely not.
You guys are on all the time.
Just not during yoga, Kennedy.
Day one.
You don't do yoga to lose control by Teddy Swims and espresso by Sabrina Carpenter.
Well, this is awesome. Stephanie, you are officially now a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo. Thank you, guys. Woo-hoo. Indeed.
Well, thank you for
have
sharing that.
Have a wonderful
day. Yeah, you have a great week,
and
too.
Namaste.
Thank you, namaste.
All right, bye. All right, bye, Steph.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Got to line my chakras.
Do you have a Good Vibe Tribe audio, Kennedy?
I do, Carson.
Well, Dan aligns his chakras.
It's important to have chakras be aligned, really.
They feel unaligned right now, Kennedy.
Well, they probably are, my guy. I'm just saying.
Your chakras are unaligned.
Oh, they without question, sir. They're all over the place. All right, what if we took Sugar We're Going Down?
Okay, but it was Fall Out Boy?
Mm-hmm, but it was sung by a Disney princess.
Yes, please.
We're going down, down in an earlier round. And sugar, we're going down swinging. I'll be your number one with a bullet. A really good complex, cock it and pull it. We're going down, down in an earlier round. It's sugar, we're going down swinging. I'll be your number one with a bullet.
I can see she's in her room dancing around, singing to herself, looking in the mirror, looking out the window, longing for the Prince Charming in her life.
She sort of does that. She wears, this is what she does. Her name is Lauren Paley, if you want to follow her on Instagram, and she wears beautiful flowery dresses and sings emo songs.
Yeah, right. There's got to be several spins and like a flowing
as
robe.
As a Disney princess.
Yes, yes.
She has a beautiful voice.
Yes,
it's amazing.
And then a butterfly comes in and lands on her arm. Thank you, Kennedy.
You bet.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. Well, this is the weekend for the Bezos wedding in Venice. And the locals aren't pleased. There's a group called No Space for Bezos, and they've been protesting hard. They even forced a change in venue for a big day after party he's hosting on Saturday. However, they're trying to make good with the people as all of these fancy, very rich humans descend upon Venice for this ridiculous wedding. They've said, no, no, no gifts. Because, I mean, honestly, what do you get for the man who literally has everything?
He has a yacht that follows his yacht.
Yeah, he has a yacht that pops out of his bigger yacht.
No, 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 no. There's a second yacht that follows the big yacht that's like 300 feet that's the toy yacht.
I know, but in his super yacht, there's a smaller yacht inside of it.
And he has Amazon. He can do whatever he wants.
It all gets to his yacht very quickly as well, whatever he orders.
So they have asked for guests to make donations to local charities in their honor.
Well, that's nice of them. Why are you rolling your eyes?
Because I don't think it'll get done. Rich people don't donate things. Celebrity guests include Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner. Their kids have already arrived in Venice. And Orlando Bloom is expected, minus Katy Perry. Which leads me to my second story, that Orlando Bloom going solo to this wedding is apparently a very big deal. Now, Katy's on tour. She has a tour date, like in Australia. She can't go.
Right.
It is what it is. Mm-hmm. These were booked a long time ago. But people are making quite a big deal about this because she thinks like they're her friends, not really his friends. So why are you going unless trying to make me look bad? Mm-hmm. I don't really know what's going on with the two of them.
And TMZ says they're broken
up. Yeah, they're
up.
Broken up, aren't they?
No one has made an official statement.
TMZ said it, though.
TMZ is official.
Like I said, no one has made an official statement.
They're broken up. Legolas is for the streets.
He is going
hooking up with bridesmaids in Venice.
Hot boy summer in Venice. What are we talking about?
Hot elf summer.
In any event, that is happening. So
you don't believe TMZ? I saw it yesterday.
It's not that I don't believe it. I just think that I feel like at this point, anything that they can make into something, they're making into something.
TMZ?
Everyone.
Oh.
She has a tour date that night. She can't go to this wedding. So he's going to go. When I was married, I went solo to weddings all the time.
So you are not reporting that Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom broke up. Like
I don't
TMZ
know that they
is.
Have.
I mean,
I
they've been saying
they
they've
have.
Been on like
the
for
rocks
a couple
for a
weeks.
Long time. I know, but sometimes it's all garbage. I don't know. Either way,
but TMZ
wish them well.
Usually, I mean, TMZ. I would take them as a reputable source when it comes to celebrity gossip. They pay the big bucks to get the scoop before anybody else.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Are you Katy Perry's publicist? What's going on here?
No, yeah. Not at all.
What do you know?
I don't know anything.
Why are you hiding it?
But
from
what
us,
I don't man? Know is what's really happening between the
do you
two
work
of them
for Orlando
because
Bloom?
Neither one of
is?
Them has said it. So mm-hmm. I'm just telling you what the people are saying.
She's Team
But
Legolas,
I am not
man.
Here for it. I don't know that.
Well, TMZ is reporting, I will say it. TMZ is reporting they are split.
Thank you for the hot goss, Carson.
No, right? God. And finally
well, I don't
this
think
morning,
it's
remember.
That should be glossed over. I mean, that's a pretty big story, isn't it?
Them I know that, but it isn't. Neither one of them has said it, so I can't say that it's true. So that's all I'm trying to say.
I gotcha.
Is that I feel like they're making a lot of things out of something, and usually where there's smoke, there's fire.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't said it, so I'm not going to say it. So whatever. TMZ said it. There you go. Let's talk about something better.
Okay.
Taylor Swift? So remember, y'all. No, you're going to like this one. So remember this week we were talking about Travis Kelce's tight ends and friends and tight end university and all of that
tight
stuff.
Tight end
Right?
You were a big fan of this story.
I thought it was really fun. So he brings all his tight ends around. They run hot routes and then he has a big concert and fun things to do.
Hot route.
Omaha.
53's the mic. So,
and I told you they were going to have a concert last night.
Yes.
And I told you that there were going to be some people performing to include like Chase Rice, Jordan Davis, Sophia Scott, like that. But that's not all that happened, friends. Mm. That is not all that happened. First of all, Mix Beach House performer Kane Brown was there and did a full set.
Shut up.
And then at the end of his set, Miss Taylor Swift walks out, grabs his guitar, and starts singing Shake It Off. Here's a bit of the audio, but it was taken by a Swifty, so really all you hear is the Swifty singing, but you get the idea.
First question in Kane Brown, so like, yeah. Taylor Swift, she's like, cool, right? So that was kind of cool, right? Remember that one time?
Yeah, she was really cute. She got on the mic and she said, we want to dedicate this to our favorite players who we're going to play, and these are the tight ends.
Right.
And everybody screamed and yelled, and then she started singing the song, and then when the song was over, you know, she thanked the band, mm-hmm. and she's like, we literally thought of this 3 minutes ago. So, you know, apologies in advance.
Right.
And at one point she went and sang on the same mic as Kane. It was so adorable.
Tight end university's got a little more star power this year.
Since
Taylor's been around.
So I think for this party they like sold tickets. You could buy tickets, and so it's clear that people thought that Taylor was going to be there, or they might get at least a glimpse, and that's why there were so many young women in the front row talking about tight ends.
It's like, wow, a lot of these 23-year-old women love the position of tight end.
They knew what to do.
The ins and outs, the X's and O's.
They knew where to go.
First, it was the kiss for the podcast for the two brothers talking football. All of a sudden, became the biggest thing in the
world.
That's
right.
And now, Tight End University gets the Taylor Swift kiss.
And there it is. And that's what I got, guys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Caroline from Scituate.
Hello, Caroline.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Yes. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. And she is now gone into that soundproof studio. You ready?
Yes.
Benson Boone, 23 today. What is the name of his breakout song that launched his career?
Beautiful Things.
The Mets just signed a pitcher named Dickie Lovelady. One fan said it sounds like an Austin Powers character. What is the name of the main villain in Austin Powers?
Ooh, pass.
Question number 3. The Kardashians reportedly think Timothy Chalamet is a snob because he won't hang out with them, but sources say it's because he knows they just want to use him.
I like him more.
Who in that family is he dating?
Kylie Jenner.
Dan, when we were down for Barrett's lacrosse tournament, we went to dinner in Newport, and they were booked. And I was like, you don't have a reservation for the Kardashians? The girl just laughed at me. She's like, no, we don't. Question number 4. E Street Band guitarist Stephen Van Zandt had to undergo emergency surgery for appendicitis. Outside of playing with Bruce Springsteen, he's also had a very successful acting career, most notably playing Silvio Dante for 6 seasons on which television show?
Sorry, what was the character?
He played Silvio Dante for 6 seasons on which TV show?
I don't know.
And question number 5, Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez are getting married in Venice this week, and they don't want gifts. Instead, they're making donations to local charities in honor of their guests. Now, in 2022, Amazon acquired MGM Studios. What is MGM's famous logo that appears before all of their movies?
The lion.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Yeah, Yeah, my computer's having issues now. This is great.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, look at that. Look on the screen.
I can see it. That doesn't look
good. You see that? Yeah, it doesn't look
good. Beep, bop, boop, bop.
It is what it is.
It's not Putin.
Oh, boy. Oh. Look at it now.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, that's bad. Oh, boy. Oh, good Lord.
Control, delete.
Yeah,
start over.
Dan, you're going to... Oh, boy. Oh, Jesus.
Ooh. Stand right, by.
Sorry, I'm just having serious... My computer just completely crashed. I have Caroline getting 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right.
Ding.
Ding. Thank oh, okay.
You. That's what I'm looking for, Dan. Thank you. Question number one. Benson Boone turns 23 today. What is the name of his breakout song that launched his career?
Beautiful Things.
Ding.
These are tough, by the way, Kennedy. Tied at one. Question number two. The Mets just signed a pitcher named Dickie Lovelady. One fan said it sounds like an Austin Powers character. What is the name of the main villain in Austin Powers?
Dr. Evil.
Ding!
2 to 1. Question number three.
I think you have to hold up your pinky when you do it.
The Kardashians reportedly think Timothy Chalamet is a snob because he won't hang out with them, but sources say it's because he knows they just want to use him. Who in that family is he dating?
He is dating Kylie Jenner.
That's your third ding.
3 to 2. Question number four. E Street Band guitarist Steven Van Zandt had to undergo emergency surgery for appendicitis. Outside of playing with Bruce Springsteen, he's also had a very successful acting career, most notably playing Silvio Dante for 6 seasons on which television show?
The Sopranos.
Ding.
Kennedy, that is correct. And so that is 4 to 2. Question number five. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez are getting married in Venice this week. And they don't want your gifts, Kennedy.
No, they don't.
They want you to make donations to local charities in honor of their guests. In 2022, Amazon acquired MGM Studios. What is MGM's famous logo that appears before all of their movies?
It's a lion.
Ding!
That is correct. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
5 to 3 is the final score. Kennedy gets to win. Caroline, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but you are not walking away empty-handed. You have just won yourself a pair of tickets to go see the Lumineers July 17th at Fenway Park, brought to you by our good friends at Charles and Star Market. Perfecting the art of fresh, as the youngins say, sheesh.
No. What do they say?
Sheesh.
Who?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what you mean.
Why do they say that in this context?
I don't understand.
Because it's good. It's a good thing. It's positive. It's like, yeah, cool. Nice
sheesh.
Job. Yeah, sheesh.
Sheesh isn't a good thing.
It is.
Sheesh is exasperation.
No, that's for sheesh. Old people. No, that's a different sheesh.
Okay. I'm going to stay with my OG sheesh.
You'd never make it in junior high, Kennedy.
No. I'm surprised I made it out of junior
high. Caroline, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Caroline from Situate, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
1041.
All right, we got to get my wife on the phone. There's something going on here. It's not good. She's kind of freaking out.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Not good.
Okay,
I feel like I'm going to be sick.
Okay, tell everybody what happened.
Cisco just ate a dead squirrel.
Why are you upset, boo-boo?
It was like the bones and everything, and I was trying to film Instagram for the Boston Bell story, and he like, and he started hacking, and he was like, oh my God, it was so disgusting.
You know,
I literally had a full-on panic attack.
Oh, honey, don't have a panic attack. It's what they do. It's what they're bred to do. It's in their DNA.
Is he going to be sick?
No.
Is it okay?
No, so listen, when I had my dad's dog, Smokey, she ate a baby bunny.
And oh, my God.
It was terrifying, but no, she'll be fine. And Cisco will be fine. Cisco has all his shots.
Yeah, he does. He just got him.
You'll be fine.
And he just got a effing groom yesterday at the groomers, and now he's going to smell like dead roadkill.
You can brush his teeth.
We could give him a little spray.
I'm not touching him. Like, no kisses from me today. Gross. I literally am, like, I can't, I'm shaking.
Oh.
Well,
it was traumatizing, too, because I didn't know what to do, and then it was just disgusting. And I was screaming, and people were turning around looking to see if I got hit by a car, because it was in the middle of the intersection. It was literally roadkill.
It's just.
And then I met a listener.
Yeah, tell that part of the story.
I was freaking out. I was calling Barrett, calling you, calling my sister, and I'm like screaming, and I was behind a bush, like kind of in front of my shop, and I came around the corner, and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm having a panic attack, and I explained it to this guy, and he said, are you Lana? And I said, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Are you waiting to come to Boston Bell? And he was like, no, I just recognize your voice from the radio.
So while you're there crying, instead of offering
yes.
support, he says, are
he
you
did,
Lana?
He did. He said, and I, well, before he asked me that, he said, of course he ate it. He's a dog. That's what he's supposed to do. He was so nice.
Yep, that's it. That's the advice.
And I was like, okay.
Look at Cisco spends his life relatively pampered, being taken to work in a lovely a sidecar with the goggles and whatnot. Every once in a while, he's got to get his inner wolf out.
Their doggles.
And that's what he did.
And Giovanni was there sitting on the porch for support this morning.
Giovanni?
That's his name. He talked me off the ledge.
I'm glad. Thank you, Giovanni. I'm sorry you feel this
way. So Lana thought it was some guy that was coming to drop off.
No, he was dropping off to his husband. He works next door.
Oh.
A coffee. And I was like, I've never met these two men in my life. And then and then his husband comes out, and I'm like, I'm sorry, my dog just ate a dead squirrel. And then Giovanni's like, oh, I've seen that squirrel there. Yeah.
And oh, by the way, can I play Campy Kennedy?
Well, do you feel better now, babe?
Yes, I do. I do. I literally, you hung up for me, and I was like still calling my sister. I was calling my friend Aaron. I was like, oh, I can't.
Oh, I'm sorry, babe. I'm sorry.
This is just
part
of the circle
of life. I know he's a dog, but gross.
Yeah, it is.
Gross.
Life is gross.
I'm going to ask Barrett to come pick him up. I don't even want him at the shop today. Is that horrible?
He'll be fine. I promise.
All right. I love you.
Needless to say, I'm so glad I did not hit a post to my story, because it was literally my phone flipping around with me screaming.
That'd have been good content. Yes. Boston Bell would have gone viral. Love you, babe.
So, have a great day, guys.
Bye, hon.
Bye.
There goes my wife, Lana.
It is traumatic when
is
you see
Is he going to be okay?
Like, of course he is.
Does he need to go to the vet?
No.
No, they're fine.
You're fine.
Really? A roadkill squirrel?
It's happened to all dogs at some point.
He has all the shots. He's fine.
617-655-1234.
He's a man today.
It's a bad day to be a squirrel in Charlestown.
First kill.
Look out, tree rats. His little doggles just have a smattering of blood.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So we just had my wife on the phone. This is what happened, if you missed it. Our dog, Cisco, ate some roadkill. I guess he had a squirrel on her walk to the shop this morning.
It's good eating.
Cisco just ate a dead squirrel. It was like the bones and everything, and I was trying to film Instagram for the Boston Bell story, and he started hacking, and he was like, oh my God, it was so disgusting. But he just got a effing groom yesterday at the groomers, and now he's going to smell like dead roadkill.
Go ahead.
At least the squirrel was already dead, so she didn't have to witness the traumatizing act of murder. Because I've seen that with my old dog, and it was rough.
Yeah, yeah. Same. I mean, not with Elvis ever, but with my dad's dog.
You brush the dog's teeth and you move on, right?
Pretty much.
I mean, that's what dogs do. Michelle's from Drake. Good morning, Michelle. What did your dog eat?
Good morning. My dog ate my mother's dentures.
You know, dogs love stuff like that. When I got a mouth guard once that cost like, you know, $800.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you have to keep it away from your dog because dogs love to chew the things that smell like your mouth, I guess.
So was the dog running around the house with a full set of chompers? Because that's hysterical.
Well, Well, the funny part about it was my mother was toothless for almost 6 months, right? And my dad kept saying, don't worry, Rainey, we'll get each tooth and we'll bring it back to the dentist. And we didn't glue them back together.
Oh, you're going to collect them one by one? That's disgusting.
That was my dad.
I love your dad.
Grandma was all gums because of that dog.
Oh, Cisco, when he was a puppy, ate like $200 worth of money. He loved
paper.
That's
right. I forgot about that.
When he was a puppy.
Oh, my God.
Good morning, B-Side. What did your dog eat?
So my dog usually finds things on the street. We call them street snacks.
Ah.
But, you know, I mean, squirrels, mice, rats, you know, it's a thing. But we were at the dog park one year, and she was running around, and I couldn't figure out what. And all of a sudden, I saw this rabbit hit the fence and fly midair, and she was Action Jackson, jumped in the air, caught it midair, and it was the most traumatizing thing I've ever seen in my life. She did her death shake, and she was so proud of herself. She was so happy to show me what she caught, and I still am traumatized to this day, and I still call her a murderer.
Dogs doing dog things.
I know. They are wolves, after all.
I mean, Randy Mossed it right out of the air is impressive. I was going to say hand-eye coordination. I guess the paw-eye coordination.
I bet she calls her dog a murderer.
Thanks, B-Side. Tom, the cleaner. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, guys. The best line of the whole story was poor Landers crying and crying. And Gossett goes, just brush his teeth.
I mean, what else are you going to do?
That was the best.
Take the dog therapy? I mean, like, what are you supposed to do?
I mean, I've had squirrel before. It's tasty. Make sure it's, you know, get the little tooth cleaner out. And
oh, I can't.
Thank
I
you,
cannot.
Tom. Jessica's from Bellingham. Yes, Jessica.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So we had a cat that would eat everything between like birds and mice and whatever it could find. So one Easter Sunday, we woke up, and my mom started screaming. So we ran to the door, and our cat had gotten into a bunny patch and ate a family of bunnies and left them on our doorstep.
The whole family?
There
was a mom, there was a baby, everything.
And they bring them as gifts.
Oh, yeah. It was perfect Easter gift.
Oh, yeah, cats, absolutely.
Absolutely. They mean them as gifts.
Because they think we can't hunt, so they're like, here you go.
Uh-huh.
Silly human.
Yeah.
Cats are the closest living thing to the movie Predator.
Thank you, Jessica.
They just do the hunt for fun.
They make that noise.
It was just ate a dead squirrel. Oh. It was like the bones and everything, and I was trying to film Instagram for the Boston Bell story, and he like, and he started hacking, and he was like, oh my God, it was so disgusting. But he just got a effing groom yesterday at the groomers, and now he's gonna smell like dead roadkill.
A text from the 401. My little Yorkie ripped a toad's face off this morning. It was traumatizing.
Oh my God.
For who? For the toad?
Definitely for the toad.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homie.
You can't beat her.
She said you wanted to babysit Cisco.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Of course, Campy Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Tracy from Georgetown.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good. Who's in the background with you?
My 1.5-year-old, Tessa.
Tessa. Hi, Tessa.
Hi.
Hi, Tessa.
Hi, Tessa.
Say hi.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Tracy?
I will. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
So you know how this works. There are 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. You tie, you lose. Kennedy's gone to that soundproof studio. Are you ready, Tracy?
Yes.
This actor who played Chief Brody's youngest son in Jaws says he didn't go in the water for years after filming. True or false, the great white shark is actually not the shark species responsible for the most fatal attacks on humans. True or false?
True.
Question number two. Billy Joe Armstrong got really mad at a fan for shooting him with a squirt gun. He's the lead singer for Green Day, according to one of their biggest songs. When does Green Day want you to wake them up?
When September ends.
26 years ago today, in 1999, this Adam Sandler movie was released. Take a listen to this clip and then name the movie.
Constitution.
That's it.
Philadelphia.
Smart. Good.
Fish?
Yeah.
Pony?
Yes.
Sheep? Hip-hop? Hip-hop Anonymous?
Damn you! You get him the easy one!
Name the movie.
Oh, I'm torn between two. Big Daddy.
Question number four. Comedian Ricky Gervais, 64 today. He created this mockumentary-style comedy series that has now had versions of it made in 16 different countries, including here in the United States. Name the show.
The Office.
Question number five. Today is the birthday of the late, great Anthony Bourdain, who passed away in 2018. Bourdain's most famous show featured him traveling to little-known parts of the world and exploring their culture and cuisine. What is the name of that show?
Parts Unknown.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What does Tessa have on her schedule for today as a one-and-a-half-year-old?
Take care.
Okay.
Does she want to go to the Medford Beer Hall later? Slug a couple back with Kennedy.
She loves the brewery.
21 plus event. Sorry. My apologies.
All right. I have Tracy getting 4 out of 5 correct.
All right.
That's a lot of them.
Yeah. These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yeah.
The actor who played Chief Brody's youngest son in Jaws says he didn't go in the water for years after filming. True or false, the great white shark is actually not the shark species responsible for the most fatal attacks on humans. True or false?
True.
False, it absolutely is.
Tiger shark is second, but great white, number one with a bullet.
Billy Joe Armstrong got really mad at a fan for shooting him with a squirt gun. Of course, he's the lead singer for Green Day. According to one of their biggest songs, when does Green Day want you to wake them up?
When September ends.
I'd rather you wake me up before you go, Kennedy. But.
Oh, always.
Tied to one, question number three. 26 years ago today, 1999, this Adam Sandler movie was released. Take a listen and then name it.
Constitution.
That's it.
Philadelphia.
Smart. Good.
Fish?
Yeah.
Pony?
Yes.
Sheep? Hip-hop? Hip-hop Anonymous?
You get him the easy one.
Name the movie.
Hip-hop.
We might be going to Redemption Week.
Billy Madison? Crap.
Big Daddy is the correct answer. 2-1 for Tracy.
I was in the air and I picked the wrong one.
Comedian Ricky Gervais, 64 today, created a mockumentary-style comedy series that now has had versions in 16 different countries, including here in the United States. Name the show.
The Office.
3-2. Question number five. Today is the birthday of the late, great Anthony Bourdain, who passed away in 2018. His most famous show featured him traveling to little-known parts of the world and exploring their culture and cuisine. Name the show.
No Reservations.
Parts Unknown.
Same difference.
Parts Unknown. 4-2 is the final score. Woo!
Whoa.
Whoa, man.
Whoa. all right, so 4-2 is the final score. Tracy gets the win. Congratulations, you got yourself $100 of Sal's money.
#SuckItSal.
That's right, #SuckItSal. Kennedy, what do you want to say to Tracy and Tessa before they leave?
My name is Kennedy, I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Tracy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Thought we would play 20 questions this morning, Kennedy. I saw a celebrity over the weekend.
And you're saying it's a celebrity.
So I'll give you a little backstory of what happened. We had a lacrosse tournament down at the University of Rhode Island, and I knew Lana was coming, so I got a hotel that was closer to Newport and figured we would go out in Newport, walk around a little bit, maybe have some dinner, get a nice, enjoyable weekend together as a family. So we go out to dinner. We go to this place called The Mooring. We sit at the bar. We have a wonderful time. A few drinks. Wonderful lobster roll. Just, we are in full-blown Newport summer mode, and the place is packed. It is just wall-to-wall with people. So Lana decides to do a little shopping. She has to go to a black tie wedding this summer. And we're bored, and we're just sitting out on the street. And they have a couple of Adirondack chairs. And me and Barrett are sitting there. And now we're playing a game of judge the outfits. And we're giving scores, like the pizza reviews, like a 7.2 for different outfits, right? So we're just judging people walking by, people watching, having a good time laughing. And then all of a sudden, we see this couple come. And I'm like, and I tap Barrett. I'm like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. And I was like, and they looked at me. I was like, hey. Said their name, big fan. And they're like, oh, thank you. And then you just watched as they went by the other people. They ended up going into the Black Pearl, which is a famous spot in Newport, I guess, hanging out, having dinner in there. Everybody was all abuzz. Lana had called me from inside the shop to come look at this dress she was trying on. I'm like, oh, my God, so-and-so just went by with their spouse. Lana comes halfway out the little dress with her dress, the dress she's trying on, trying to look and see the person. 20 questions to who it is, Kennedy. Now you know the backstory.
Is it a man?
Yes. One.
Daniel?
Is it a local celebrity? Like someone from the area?
Are they from the area? No.
Are they primarily known as an actor?
No.
Are they primarily known as a musician?
No. That's four.
Are they primarily known for sports?
Yes, five.
Are they currently playing still?
Yes, six.
Okay.
Do they play football?
Seven, no.
Do they play baseball?
Eight, no.
Hockey?
Nine, no.
What, haven't we not done baseball?
Basketball.
Yes, 10. Halfway through.
A current NBA player.
Basketball.
I never said NBA. You're just assuming.
You said they're famous for being in sport. So therefore, that would make them professional.
Like, oh, there's the...
Nobody knows them if they're from a college or something.
There's the power forward from Eastern Michigan.
So we're basketball.
Current NBA player. Do they play on the Celtics?
Yes, 11.
Do they still play on the Celtics?
Yes, 12.
Who's left on the Celtics, Dan?
All right, I'm going to take over here. For
Please do. It's all yours.
Have they ever been an all-star?
He doesn't know.
No, 13.
Is it Derek White?
No, 14.
So they're a current Celtic player.
I don't know who's left. Everybody got traded. I don't know anybody else.
I don't know how to narrow it down. Is it... Are they a player or is it a coach / front office role? Because you're tricky.
You're asking me multiple questions there.
No, we asked you if they're a sports person, that they play sports.
Yes.
So back front office wouldn't count.
They play front office? No, Dan. They're not a front office person. 15. You got 5 questions left.
Who's on the bench? Who plays for the Celtics?
There's Jason Tatum. There's Jaylen Brown.
He's in the hospital, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't know if he's hopping around on his crutches down there.
Okay, who else?
5 questions left.
But mind your business.
Oh, there's Peyton Pritchard. He feels like he might be down there.
Pritch, please?
Mm-hmm.
Should we ask that?
Was it Peyton Pritchard?
It was Peyton
Bam!
Pritchard. That is
Daniel! Nobody!
16 questions in.
Dan is the man with the plan.
Pritch, please. Peyton Pritchard and his wife, and they were dressed full on like Newport, Nantucket, looking very stylish. They get a 10 out of 10 for their outfit, Kennedy, as they came walking by.
I'm so glad.
They can sleep well tonight, then.
This is what Carson and Barrett think of my fashion.
Yes, it is true. I am taller than Peyton Pritchard. That kind of shocked me a little bit. I thought he
can blend in. Without sneakers, he's probably like 6'1".
That is correct. That is correct. And he turned and looked at me and Barrett as we were there, and he just kind of looked, and I was like, hey, big fan. He's like, oh, thank you so much. And there was a group of girls that were standing there, 5 or 6. They were all in their mid-20s, and they were just losing it because his wife is a famous influencer, media star.
Right.
And it was the two of them all dressed up and then walking into the popular Black Pearl and all of that. Yeah, it was very cool. Very cool.
Nice. So well done.
Nice job, Kennedy.
I didn't do what Dan did. I sat here and asked like 2 questions. That's really all I did.
From my arch nemesis, Aaron the Trash Guy. #knew it.
You are the guy.
I knew that he's married to an influencer from the area, so I was like, he's probably around a lot more than the other guys in the offseason.
Right, yeah, it was very cool. All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I went outside and walked 9 holes of golf yesterday.
You are bonkers.
It was
seriously
glorious.
Bonkers.
Hey,
why
would you play 9 holes of golf in that?
It was fantastic.
He's different than we are, Daniel.
It was awesome. In fact, I said to Kennedy before I left here yesterday, because I didn't have a hat with me.
Yep.
And I was like, Kennedy, can I borrow a hat? And of course, Kennedy has everything. She had a hat. And I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. And then I got there and I open up my golf bag and I only have one shoe in my bag and I'm missing some of my clubs because I have a 14-year-old son who borrows things and half-ass returns them.
So is this the last time he'll ever be able to borrow your thing?
That's it. He's done. That'll be, yes.
Really?
Yeah,
like, do you mean this? Because I stand on Carson on this one.
I'm so
it
mad.
It bothers me that this happens and then you just want to do one nice thing for yourself, which you literally never do. And you only have one damn shoe.
Let's pull the tape on you saying he's never borrowing anything again.
Me too.
So
because
I can play it back.
We are standing on Carson on this one.
So I had said to him,
can you rent them like at the bowling alley, Carson?
No, I don't think you can. You have to buy a new pair of shoes, and shoes at the golf course are always 100% more expensive than anywhere else. So he was going to borrow my bag, and I said to him, before you leave, take my shoes out of my bag because it's carry bag and it'll be heavier with my shoes in it.
Yeah.
And when you get back, put my shoes back in my bag.
I get it.
Then he says he did all that. I get to the course. I open up my bag, one shoe. And I'm wearing flip-flops. I'm like, all right, I'll just play in flip-flops. And I was like, well, why don't I just not wear flip-flops? I've seen people play barefoot before, I think. So I just walked the course barefoot with my bag.
And like no course ranger came out and said, sir, we have a dress code here.
They're all in the AC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody was outside.
They're going outside policing.
I mean, I don't care. You do you. It's really good to touch the earth with your bare feet.
It was Newton Commonwealth, which is, I mean, it's not the country club. You know what I mean? It's
no, I get
casual.
It. I just know that they can be a little snooty. Golf courses can be with dress codes and such.
Nobody said anything to me. Why? I went into the clubhouse about halfway through because it comes back around. And I got some Gatorade, and I put my flip-flops on before I went in the clubhouse. I didn't want
As
to push
one
it.
Does.
Yeah, I didn't want to push it.
No shirts, no shoes, no service.
But I got to tell you, it was fantastic.
It's
I actually
really
played,
good for you.
I played the best 9 holes of golf I've played in years. I think I was only 4 over par through 9 holes. I mean, I was just...
Well, I think you found your groove, man.
I think
shoes get in your way.
Well, I had a blister on my foot anyway, and I was going to have to get a Band-Aid. And what was funny was I text Lana a picture. I was like, well, you don't get blisters if you don't have shoes on when you play the golf course.
It's true.
And she started laughing. She's like, you're an idiot. What are you doing? And I was like, what?
It's not my fault.
So,
but Mom, the dog ate my golf shoe.
So she thought it was funny. I was like, maybe I'll post this on social media. So I posted on social media. Oh my gosh. I got so many comments. People are like, hey, you can't do that. So many Karens out there were like, I'm going to report you to the club. You can't do that.
Did people really say they were going to report you? Mind your business.
For walking on grass.
Yeah, for walking on grass, Daniel.
And it is wonderfully manicured grass at that.
I bet it feels good.
Oh, I had no idea.
My grass is nothing but weeds, and it's crunchy under my feet.
Guys, 10 out of 10 would recommend the next time you play golf, do it barefoot.
I feel like that's how Matthew McConaughey probably plays golf.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm playing in the South Shore YMCA golf tournament, you know, fundraiser coming
yeah.
up in July.
Yeah.
And I've already determined I'm playing that barefoot.
And here's my thought on that is that you paid to go be there and you're doing it for a charity. No, there should be no rules.
You're going to do it around other people because you were on the course alone because it was so hot.
I was on the course alone yesterday afternoon. Yeah, there was nobody.
So you're going to do it in a tournament when you're like playing with other people?
Why not? What does it matter?
Yeah. And you're foursome?
It's not like he's putting his feet up on the table where you're eating, right? Your feet are on the ground, right? Like,
sure.
Who cares, right?
I mean, I'm not posting the pics of my feet playing golf, Dan, on OnlyFans.
Don't give that away for free next time, son. I'm serious.
Only golf fans.
That is my absolute retirement plan. So
I'm just saying, if you pop those shoes off and let the dogs out at the golf course at the charity event, the other people in your foursome are going to be like, "What are you doing?"
I know they make flip flops that are cleats.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. I've seen those before.
But wouldn't that make your ankle twist? Like, you need support on there, don't you?
I think so.
You're trying to be a precision athlete out here.
Right.
It was fantastic. I loved it. And being on the green with no shoes on?
Yeah.
With that grass?
It's like a carpet.
Not even just... Now, there was one time where I had to walk up in some brush. I hit it a little wide right on a hole, and I was up in some brush, and I was like, okay.
Might
thankfully,
have just let that one go.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, my ball wasn't up in the brush. I'd missed it. It was just in the tall grass still close to the fairway. But I was like, oh, this would get a little dicey. I would have to put the flip-flops back on, I think, if it's over in the tree line.
I'm reading a whole Reddit thread about playing barefoot.
And?
This person who started the thread, I can spread my toes out, which helps me with my weight distribution. The grass feels awesome on my feet. Without spikes, I have to be aware of how hard I swing, which makes me play within myself. Ball striking more consistent. The whole construct of my swing is more natural. And the first comment, what are you, a hobbit? I love Reddit so much.
I'm going to tell you, I played fantastic. 4 over par in 9 holes.
You, buddy. You and Michael Fronte don't need shoes. There you go.
I'm not wearing them right now.
I believe you.
There's a Patriots wide receiver named Mac Hollins who doesn't wear shoes ever. The only time he wears them is during the games because he's forced to.
Yeah.
Like, he'll walk to the stadium. He played in Buffalo last year, and it was like negative 10 degrees, and he's pulling up to the stadium, no shoes, no socks.
Does he have on like a nice suit and just barefooted? See, Carson, if he can, you can.
I'm doing it.
He would play in the NFL barefoot if they let him.
Right.
And I bet he'd be quicker, and it'd be better for him.
He might get stepped on, though. That would hurt.
Yeah.
Them cleats are rough. A 300-pound dude just stomps on your foot.
Oh, thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Nina from Stoneham.
Hi, Nina.
Stoneham.
Hi, Kennedy. Guess who I have in the car?
I don't know.
You met them over... the toys for Christmas. They're the children of Eddie. Are you okay?
How are you?
What are the kids' names, Nina?
We have Dylan and Ryder and Keegan.
Dylan, Ryder, and Keegan. What's up, guys?
Pool day.
There, going to the pool.
Nice.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Yeah, Eddie, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
Kennedy, no running. Similar to the pool.
5 pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. And she is now gone into that soundproof studio. Nina, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Michael Cera remembers getting yelled at by Tom Cruise for speaking during a take. Who was Michael Cera's co-star in Superbad?
That guy with the curly hair.
Yes.
Oh my God. I know it. I'm so upset. I know this one.
Question number 2. The 4th season of The Bear premieres at 8 p.m. on FX on Hulu. Which city does The Bear take place in?
Washington. We'll go with Washington.
Question number 3. Jessie J is opening up about her breast cancer journey with an update on her treatment, saying, "This post is some of the honest lows and highs of the last 48 hours. I am home now to rest and to wait for my results." Jessie J was in a 2-year relationship with which A-list actor from 2018 to 2020?
Not a clue.
Question number 4. In 1999, the Adam Sandler movie Big Daddy was released. In one of Sandler's most famous movies, he plays a man who discovers a magic TV remote that allows him to control reality. What is the name of that movie?
Click.
And question number 5. The late Liam Payne appears in the trailer for the upcoming Netflix competition series Building the Band. Payne was a former member of One Direction. Who was the first member of One Direction to leave the band?
Harry Styles.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Do you remember those days? It's summer, you're off from school, you're going to the pool with the squad.
Yes.
Doesn't get much better.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
They're pontificating in the background on some of these questions and answers.
Okay.
I have Nina getting 1 out of 5. Oh, I forgot the
Suits.
These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yes.
Michael Cera remembers getting yelled at by Tom Cruise for speaking during a take. Who is Michael Cera's co-star in Superbad?
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill, 1-0. The fourth season of The Bear premieres at 8 p.m. on FX on Hulu. Which city does The Bear take place in?
Chicago.
Yes, Chef.
Chicago, yes, 2-0. Jessie J is opening up about her breast cancer journey with an update on her treatments on social media. Of course, she was in a 2-year relationship with an A-list actor from 2018 to 2020. Who is he?
Channing Tatum.
That's amazing. 3-0. In 1999, the Adam Sandler movie Big Daddy was released. In one of his most famous movies, he plays a man who discovers a magic TV remote that allows him to control reality. Name the movie.
Click.
4-1. The late Liam Payne appears in the trailer for the upcoming Netflix competition series Build the Band. He was a former member of One Direction. Who was the first member of 1D to leave the band?
Zayn.
It was Zayn Malik. That is correct. Zayn Malik was the first to go. 5-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I know. What can you do? What can you do?
She's like going to the pool.
She's like the lifeguard at the pool that won't let you have any fun.
She does have very strong opinions on sunscreen.
Well, Nina and Dylan and Ryder and Keegan, you guys have a great day at the pool today, okay?
Oh, we will.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Dylan from Stone America.
I
can't
beat Kennedy.
All right.
Dylan did it by himself.
He did.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Kate from Braintree.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
We kick Kennedy out.
Kenny, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Everybody's so polite. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $1,000, Kate.
That'd be great.
I see you're headed to Newport.
Yes, we're
going to
go check out a
Yes, Newport.
Yes, $1,000 will get you one meal and one night stay.
Yes, the cliff walk. Yes.
Kennedy's gone into that studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one, $1,000 on the line. According to TMZ, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have split up. Can you name her song that features these lyrics? Us girls, we are so magical, soft skin, red lips, so kissable. Name the song.
I Kissed a Girl.
Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez are getting married this week, and they don't want gifts. Instead, they're making donations to local charities in honor of their guests. I don't know. I think it might be kind of funny to get them a blender.
And make sure you FedEx it to him.
Which country are they getting married in?
Oh, they're getting married in Italy.
If you go on America's Got Talent, it's a rule that you have to be okay with public ridicule because they can portray you any way they want, even if it's disparaging or embarrassing. A lot of reality shows have this rule. Who hosts AGT?
Carson Daly.
Question number four. 25 years after they released their hit song, The Boy Is Mine, these two ladies are touring together along with Kelly Rowland and American Idol winner Jamal Roberts. Who are they? Name the two singers.
Who sang That Boy Is Mine?
The Boy Is Mine, yes. No. He's mine.
I don't know.
Don't know? All right, question number five. The movie that made Arnold Schwarzenegger the most money also starred Danny DeVito. Name the movie.
Twins.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
I would have guessed like Terminator 2, but all right.
Oh, wrong one.
Kennedy!
Yeah, you would have thought that one. Well, you don't know what his deal was like on the back end or you know what I'm saying? Who all else was in the movie? What's up, Kennedy?
Hello.
How you doing?
Fine.
We're just talking about cinema. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Kate is on her way to Newport, Kennedy.
Sounds lovely.
Mm-hmm. 3 out of 5 right for Kate, Dan? Do I have that?
Let's see. Yep, I think so.
All right. Thank you. These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yeah.
$1,000 on the line for Kate. According to TMZ, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have split up. Can you name her song that features these lyrics? Us girls, we are so magical. Soft skin, red lips, so kissable.
I kissed a girl.
Tied at 1. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez are getting married this week, and they don't want gifts. Instead, they're making donations to local charities in honor of their guests. Which country are they getting married in?
They're getting married in Italy.
Tied at 2. I don't know, a nice steak set? That'd be nice, too, for them. Right? Nice set of steak knives.
They should get married in space.
Tied at 2.
He has the capabilities. No one's
really
done it.
Right. Where are you going on your honeymoon? Mars. If you go on America's Got Talent, it's a rule that you have to be okay with public ridicule because they can portray you any way they want, even if it's disparaging or embarrassing. Most reality shows and radio shows have that rule. Who hosts the show, Kennedy?
America's Got Talent?
Yes.
Terry Crews?
3-2. Question number 4. 25 years after they released their hit single, The Boy Is Mine, these two ladies are going on tour. Who are they?
Brandy and Monica.
4-2. Question number 5. The movie that made Arnold Schwarzenegger the most money also starred Danny DeVito. Name the film.
Twins.
That is correct.
Huh.
Huh. How about that fact? So 5-3 is the final score. Kate, I'm sorry. Kennedy gets the win, but we do appreciate you listening and calling into play this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Have fun. Have fun in Newport at the Mansions.
Thank you, Will.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
This is Kate from Braintree, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.